Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Today, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Amy Friedrich is here. Amy is president of U.S. Insurance Solutions for Principal Financial Group, and she's been doing that for some time now and does a great job of it. She's been joining us on a regular basis over the years to talk about a number of things, including their Principal Well-Being Index. And she's back with a new version of it, and the news is good, right, Amy?
Yeah, the news is really good.
Welcome back.
Small business owners feel good. Thanks. Thanks for having me back.
We missed you.
It's nice to talk to you, Jim. I know. They make me, like, you know, run a business and do numbers.
They keep you busy and make you earn your pay, and all that stuff, right?
Right. Instead of talking to interesting people.
Well, it's good to have you back.
This is a good way to start the day.
And as you know now, you were welcome even when the news wasn't great. So you can imagine how excited we are to have you here today with good news. Tell us about it.
Yeah. We've done this survey for probably 6-7 years now. And when we first started it, you know, we were just kind of baselining, trying to see where optimism was, where small business sentiment was. Because for principal, working with small business owners is really important to us. So we want to know, what are you worried about? What's getting in the way of getting your business done? And what are you scared of? What are you happy about? And so when we did that, like looking back to 2012, and you mentioned this in the intro, we found 26% of the people, small business owners, were saying they were optimistic about the economic outlook for the next year. And that was fine, but it was a little troubling.
It's awful. And there were a number of reasons for it.
Yeah,
part of it was the economy, and there are a number of other reasons. But I tell you, you could imagine me being the way I am, and trying to help small business owners stay optimistic during a tough time.
I know, and so that was helpful just to understand where are they, what are people worried about, and what they were worried about at the time were just things like, you know, I got to keep some capital in case times are really bad again.
Yep.
I've got to make sure that I can still cover my employees mm-hmm. when they need benefits. You know, just basic things like that. And so fast forwarding now to this survey, I was literally delighted when I saw the results. Because when we ask about optimism, you know, how do you feel about the economic outlook for next year, 58%. Now say I'm optimistic. So not just like cautious or neutral, I'm optimistic. So
that's more than double where it was the last time we talked.
It is, and it feels great.
Well, and the thing is the this, and when did you take the survey?
Took the survey in very late July and August.
Okay.
So
the economy was
summer.
Just, I think those numbers are going to go up. I think they're higher now, and I'll tell you why. Out here on Main Street, the optimism didn't, and I look at some other indexes that I track and that I report on, Amy, and out here on Main Street, we were optimistic, we were cautiously optimistic, but the real numbers, you know, we worship at the throne of results, right? We don't get to trade on optimism. Our customers don't buy optimism from us; they buy stuff from us. And so we get excited when people buy stuff from us, and that didn't really start happening. It didn't happen in November, December, January. It started happening on Main Street in the summer, about the time this report came out, and it's continuing apace right now. And I believe those numbers are going to even be higher right now.
Well, and I think you're right, because when I'm talking to small business owners, when I was talking to them probably 3 or 4 years ago, I felt like what they were saying to me was, I've just got fundamental issues about getting my product in the hands of people who need it, you know, growing, getting out there. Now what they're saying is, oh, I went from 27 employees to 47 employees, and mm-hmm. now my issues are things like those employees expect me to give them like leadership development. And, you know, so
right.
So it felt like 5 years ago we were really kind of back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's sort of small business 201, you know,
right.
That next step. And so they're saying, you know, I'm actually selling. I'm actually retaining. I'm doing the things
mm-hmm.
I need to do. But now I've got talent issues. Now I've got issues with how I might have to change as a leader to give people what they need to grow. So
mm-hmm.
it's been an interesting.
Well, the thing that happens, Amy, is for small business owners is the ones that survived 2008, and many of them didn't, but the ones that did learned how to operate on whatever they had going on. And they learned how to improve their balance sheet. They paid down their debt. They did not take any big risks. And so now, as the economy is expanding, they're in a better financial position. Their financial structure, their balance sheet looks better than it's ever looked. And this is across the nation. And so now people like you can start talking to them about doing more than just paying their employees, doing more to, as you say, to help them with leadership training, the kind of benefits that will keep them competitive against the big guys. They now have the funds to do that. They didn't have that
right.
Maybe 10, 20 years ago.
Right. That's exactly right. And what I would say, you know, this in my mind is not necessarily a mistake, but one of the easiest things for a small business owner to do, and I see them doing it a lot, is they just add to wages. So they just, you know, add more to wages. And again, that's not a bad thing to do. But at some point, the wage itself is not going to be enough. It's what access you give them to future education, you know, how you help them retire student debt, how you do things for them in terms of if they were disabled, what benefits you're going to give them that will last 30 years, how you're going to help them, you know, save and be more financially literate.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that I think are harder.
I'll tell you something else. The millennials are showing up asking more about that than they are the pay.
That is what's striking to me, too. And the millennials that are actually running businesses, that are business owners, they're doing things like answering questions on, are you working with a financial planner?
Mm-hmm.
They're more likely to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with an expert because I'm not going to be an expert in this.
Mm-hmm.
So I've brought in an expert for me. So that's been an interesting statistic as well when you start cutting the behavior by generation.
So, folks, we got 84% say they're making progress toward achieving their financial goals. 73% of your respondents said they were happy with the current financial well-being. That's the balance sheet I was talking about. 72% said they had surplus capital. That's the balance sheet I was talking about. 72% said they were protected against future risks. When we come back, Amy, I want you to talk about some of these perks, some of these benefits that they're talking about. And I know that you talked about this in an event recently, and I want you to share those thoughts with us when you come back. You got a website, Amy, real quick?
Sure. It's www.principal.com.
Pretty easy. P-A-L,
yep.
principal.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.